guess the good news from the resources sector viewpoint is that there's no increases in royalties and no obvious other increases in taxes and charges. So that's good to know. The budget is banking on receiving, again, well over $2 billion in royalties, and over the 4 years of the forward estimates, about $9 billion. So the resources sector is continuing to deliver a lot of money to fund services in Queensland. We would have liked to have seen some of that put back into some reforms, but the Treasurer has written to me separately today saying that he is open to continuing a dialogue with the Queensland Resources Council on some reform proposals. So we'll take him at his word and then follow up with the Treasurer after the budget.
Of note as well, the jails to jobs proposal, it was mentioned in the budget. What's the Queensland Resources Council's link to that?
Going back to 2007, a memorandum of understanding with successive Queensland governments around boosting Indigenous Queenslander participation in the resources sector, and we're looking to take that to a new level by really doing something about Indigenous prisoners who, instead of becoming repeat offenders, let's find them a pathway into meaningful jobs so they don't become repeat offenders. And so the state government has picked up a proposal that we put to them for a pilot program targeting 30 Indigenous offenders. So we'll be working with our companies to identify job opportunities, and the state government's budget allocation will provide support for those Indigenous people so that they can stay the course in employment so that they don't return to jail. So we're very pleased to add to what we've already been doing in this space with Indigenous employment. We've got well over 1,000 Indigenous Queenslanders working in the resources sector, but I think it's an important thing for all industries to be helping to target support for our most disadvantaged Indigenous people, and a lot of them, one way or another, end up in jails. Too many of them end up in jails.
Michael Roach, on another subject, in terms of the budget, in terms of emissions, no funding for exploration and discovery.
In Queensland, we have a wonderful institution called the Geological Survey of Queensland, and what that organisation does is produce a lot of information for all comers, for explorers, about giving them a guide to where to best explore for new resources. And that comes about through a whole range of programs deploying some of the latest technologies. Unfortunately, this budget does not provide the usual top-up funding that has been provided to the Geological Survey over the best part of the last decade. So we will be talking to government about this oversight. I'm hoping it's an oversight because we can't afford to drop the ball on discovery for new minerals and energy deposits.
What would the ramifications be if the survey wasn't conducted?
Well, it simply means that some of the unexplored and underexplored areas of Queensland will continue to languish. It means that other states will do a better job of attracting investment in exploration, and of course other countries. We need to be highly competitive to attract the exploration dollar, and one way we do that is with the quality of the geoscientific information that we can provide to explorers. So if the Geological Survey isn't being adequately funded, then we become a less attractive place to invest.
On balance, was this a good or a bad budget for the Queensland resources sector?
Oh, look, there's some positives in there. There's no doubt about it. But what we're saying is that it's good to have some commitments to reviews and what have you. What we really need to do now is move beyond reviews to getting some action on some of the reform proposals that we have in front of government. And we'd like to see that action before the end of this year.